A powerhouse in Lusaka.
Is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Sunday on the continent have to offer.
We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486.
Elevate your business. Power at one place we have in Lusaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
We're the most listened to radio station in Central Province, with the best presenters in the country.
We do live outside broadcasts for events and hire our state-of-the-art equipment, such as PA systems, music systems, and we're live wherever you go. Plus, we're the advertising experts. For more details, call marketing on 0215-222050 or 0976-906083 or email info@powerfmzambia.com. Power FM, the people's station.
Power FM, the people's station.
Attention, all aspiring artists.
Run the record.
Are you ready to make your mark in the music industry? Power Promozone is here to help you shine. For just 300 kwacha, you can have your song on heavy rotation exclusively on Power 91.3 FM Lusaka. Imagine your music reaching thousands of listeners. It's simple. Send your music to production@powerfmzambia.com or call us on 0961-690-486 or 0979-192-455. And your song could be the next big hit in town.
Tell them I got the power. Tell them I got the power. Tell them I got the power.
Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to let your music be heard. Take the first step towards stardom with Power Promozone.
Feel the power.
Catch the Power Breakfast Monday to Friday, 6 to 10 a.m.
In this town, they're dreaming.
Talk.
Black Continental.
Talk.
Monumental.
Good. Power Breakfast.
I feel good.
And I sound silly.
And Fortress, the queens of breakfast.
Yo, 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 I scared that poopy to
boy, me see.
1, 2, 3, like a non-bam.
Yeah, 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 you are listening to Power FM 91.3
40.
I saw ya, po.
Bringing you top-notch radio. Top-notch radio every day. Turn it up. 91.3 FM. 91.3 FM.
Power FM.
The Power FM News. Brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Residents of Chief Chembe area in Luano district are living in fear following the presence of stray lions in the region.
President Hichilema has expressed serious concern over the rise of illegal and unsafe mining activities in Zambia.
Uganda has reopened its border with Democratic Republic of Congo. That's in international news.
And finally, in sports news, Biston Banda has attracted interest from a team in Moldova and a team in Angola.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I am Grace Wanji.
And I'm Shekinah Sakala.
Residents of Chief Chembe area in Luano District, Central Province, are living in fear following the presence of stray lions in the region. Luano District Commissioner Kels Meleki has confirmed the presence of these lions to a freelance journalist, Winter Mubanga, in Luano District. The stray lions have been sighted in Chembe Chiefdom, particularly in the Luano Valley areas, posing a serious threat to both people and livestock. So far, the lions have killed several domestic animals, including 5 cattle and 8 goats, causing significant losses to local farmers. Mr. Meleki explained that his office has already deployed officers from the Department of National Parks and Wildlife, who are currently on the ground to control the lion population and ensure the safety of the residents. He has advised people in Luano District to move in groups while carrying out their daily activities and to be indoors by 19 hours to avoid any risk of lion attacks.
We received a report, and it's something that we went on the ground to check. So we've checked and we discovered that there are some lions that have come through the chiefdom, chiefdom. That is the chiefdom that is in our district, Luano, Central Province. As you are aware, Luano, it is in two parts. There is the Vari part and also the Prato. So in the Vari, there is a game area. So these particular animals, sometimes they tend to move from their area coming to people. So these animals, they come to people and done some damages. Of course, we found about 5 cattle, that is animals, and also 8 goats were killed by the same animals. And it's from that particular point that we deployed our officers to be on the ground. So they are on the ground, coupled with the scouts which are already there.
The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACEZ, has voiced strong disappointment with the Ministry of Education for the prolonged delay in releasing the list of over 2,000 newly recruited teachers under the replacement mode. Back on 19th March 2025, Education Minister Douglas Yakarima promised the public that a list of new teachers would be published within 2 weeks. Nearly 4 months later, the list remains unpublished, raising serious concerns amid Zambia's critical teacher shortage. Zambia's public education system currently faces an acute deficit of over 80,000 teachers and loses more than 6,000 teachers annually. NACEZ Executive Director Aaron Chance has emphasized that teacher recruitment is not a favor, but a vital administrative and moral duty that must be prioritized.
But 4 months after that, this list has not been published. This is not acceptable. We want the ministry to release this list because the ministry requires urgently more than 80,000 teachers in order to better the pathetic teacher pupil ratios that are obtaining in most schools, especially in rural areas. We are also aware that the ministry loses more than 6,000 teachers per year due to deaths and also retirements. It's important that before 2030, we improve the teacher pupil ratios and ultimately the quality of education in our country, because without more teachers, without adequate teachers in our classes, it will be impossible to attain quality education.
President Hakainde Hichilema has expressed his concern over the rise in illegal and unsafe mining activities in Zambia, which have caused fatalities and threatened national security. He has directed the Ministry of Mines and Law Enforcement to urgently eradicate illegal mining and enforce safety and legal standards. The president stressed that mining must be conducted legally and safely to protect workers and maximize benefits to Zambians through proper taxation. He highlighted that illegal mining, often involving illegal immigrants, endangers both safety and economic stability. President Hichilema emphasized zero tolerance for lawlessness in the mining sector and called for collaboration with the traditional leaders and communities to ensure responsible mining practices. Consultations with chiefs will be held soon to strengthen local involvement. He has urged citizens to cooperate with authorities and avoid confrontations to prevent further loss of life. He added that government remains committed to enabling citizen participation in mining through a clear legal framework. This is contained in a statement issued by Stenhouse Chief Communications Specialist Kristen Hamasaka.
And within a separate development, police in the northwestern province have apprehended Grace Banda, age 35, of Matero in Lusaka, for being found in possession of suspected illicit substances. Police Assistant Public Relations Officer Chipo Kaitisha says the items seized include 12 bottles of Benlin with codeine, 162 sachets of suspected marijuana, a quantity of unpackaged marijuana concealed in a plastic bag, and cash amounting to 11,070 kwacha.
The incident occurred on 12th of July 2025 at approximately 1940 hours during a routine security check at Kikonge Mine in